Hi, this is Dina with Emily First Hair.
Hi, Dina. Good morning. This is Kashana Daniels. Kareema
Hi.
Richards. I said Kareema Walker's aide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a text message from one of you guys asking me to send, I'm sorry. It says to send an old ID from 2 years ago.
Yes. Basically, it doesn't have to be an old ID, but it can be any form of identification or proof that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or longer. So it's basically, instead of fingerprints, if we get a form that proves you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or longer, that'll suffice. It can be an old ID. It can be a pay stub, a bank letter, even a bill, anything of the sort from 2023
okay.
or earlier.
Yeah, so what does the ID have to say on it?
It has to say your name and your address.
Okay, so this ID says my name, my address, and then but it says issue 9/26/25, expired 6/30/29. Is that fine?
So it needs to be from 2024 or earlier because it has to be from 2 years previously.
Okay, so then what happens? So that means then I can't start with Kareema. Well, then what happens? Like this is ridiculous.
So, I know it's a requirement from the state, but it can you likely have something if you look around. You can even reach out to your.
No, I'm telling you that I don't have it. I just applied to another agency, and this is the ID that I used. So what do you need from me if I don't have the ID? Because I don't have no mail. I don't have none of that stuff that you're talking about.
If you don't have any 2-year proof of residency, then you would need to get your fingerprints done. If you have not already. I'll send you
so
a list.
So y'all pay for that?
Yes, we'll pay for that. I'll send you a list of things that can suffice just to make sure that you don't have anything. But if not, then I'll have some.
But I'm not. What I'm not understanding is if this is something that if you didn't have it, it needs to be done. Why didn't you guys express that to Ms. Kim so that Ms. Kim could have expressed that to us, so we could have been went and did that?
We sent Ms. Kim all the requirements, and she looked through them, and I'm not sure what she chose to tell you guys or not. But she did have all the requirements sent to her right in the beginning.
So can an appointment be set up for the fingerprints? Because
yes. Hold on 1 second. Let me get in touch with the person who does that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like every 2 months we in a new age. Every 2 months, it don't fail. I've been working there for 6 months. It's the fourth agency we've been at. The other one's been extra this though. Like, she's crazy.